早上好。
This morning we will be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, from the parable of the Good Samaritan.
今天我们要读的经文是路加福音第十章二十五节到三十七节，由我来念。有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二两银子来交给店主，说：你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：你去照样行吧。
This morning we will be looking at a Christian response to homosexuality.
今天我们要来看看基督徒的对于同性恋的回应。
And there's a book that is called Unchristian.
有一本书叫《非基督化》。
And it looked at how young Americans viewed the church.
这本书写的是年轻的美国人对于教会的反应。
And what they found was quite staggering.
他们这个研究的那结果呢，看上去让人家很惊讶。
What they found was that the way that Christians are viewed was not very positive, but quite negative.
他们发现，一般年轻人对教会的反应是一般都是比较负面的。
What they saw was that Christians are being viewed as being confusing, not accepting, boring, insensitive, out of touch, too political, old-fashioned, hypocritical, and judgmental.
他们发现，人们对去教会的人的反应就是这上面这个列的很多很多不好的东西。
And up at the very top, the worst of all is that Christians are being viewed as being anti-homosexual.
就是最坏的、最负面，就是一边认为基督徒是反同性恋者的。
And look, if you notice the numbers, 91% of those outside the church believe that Christians are anti-homosexual.
就是说91%不去教会的人认为基督徒是反同性恋的。
We might as well say everyone believes that we are against homosexuals.
就等于说我们所有的人都是反同性恋的。
And those numbers within the church, our youth and young adults, 80% of those believe that we are anti-homosexual.
在那些当中是年轻的人、青少年和年轻的成人都是80%的人认为我们是反同性恋的。
And I would hope that we would realize that we aren't against gay people.
我是希望他们能够知道我们其实不是反对同性恋的人。
Because God isn't against anybody.
因为上帝并不反对任何人。
He is for people, but he's for us turning from our sins and turning to Jesus.
他其实是爱我们，他是希望我们能够从罪那边转过来，然后转向耶稣。
But unfortunately, our perception is that we, as Christians, are anti-homosexual.
很遗憾，人家我们给人家的印象就是我们都是反对同性恋的人。
So this morning, I wanted to talk about how we can have a more Christian response to homosexuality.
所以今天早上我们来我来讲一下我们作为基督徒应该对这个同性恋的课题有什么回应。
And there's many ways that we can approach this issue of homosexuality.
可以有很多方面来讲这个问题。
We could use politics or psychology.
可以从政治上或者从心理学上。
But I want to be very clear this morning that I want to use the gospel of Jesus Christ to be our foundation.
但是我要很清楚，今天我们要用耶稣基督的福音来说明这个问题。
So this morning I want us to look at this parable, the gospel in the Gospel of Luke, for us to guide us in a Christian response to homosexuality.
所以今天早上我们就是用路加福音这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻来引导我们的思维。
Many of us know this parable. It's one of the most well-known parables.
这个比喻其实是一个很有名的比喻。
Many hospitals and ministries have been named after the Good Samaritan.
很多医院甚至很多事工都是以好撒玛利亚人作为这个他们的题目。
So Jesus is confronted with an expert in the law.
就是有这一个有很有学问的文士来质问耶稣。
And ask Jesus the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他问耶稣说我要做什么才能够得到永生。
And Jesus gives the answer, actually asks him a question, what is written in the law?
那耶稣就反问他说律法书上怎么说的。
And the lawyer gives a great answer, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor.
就是律法师就是说你们要尽心尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍。
And Jesus says, well, go and do likewise. Do this and you will live.
就这样你既然去做吧就得永生。
But then this lawyer wanted to test Jesus and asked, who is my neighbor?
这个律法师呢其实是要试探耶稣说谁是我的邻舍。
And I don't think Jesus, or this person was asking Jesus to really see who can I go out and love.
我觉得他其实不是真正是要问耶稣他应该出去去爱谁。
He was actually...trying to get Jesus to tell him who are the people that he doesn't need to love.
他可能其实是让耶稣跟他说他应该不应该去爱什么人。
And Jesus knew this and gave him this answer through this parable.
耶稣知道他的用心所以就给了这么一个比喻。
So the parable begins with the man who was robbed and beaten.
所以这个比喻开始一个人是被强盗打了然后又被强盗抢了。
Then a priest and a Levite walk right by him.
然后一个祭司和一个利未人都从他边上走过去。
And a Samaritan of all people stops and takes care of this man.
不可想象的是撒玛利亚人在他面在来了以后他是停下来然后帮助了他。
And takes care of him and even pays for him to get well in an inn.
就是把他包扎然后把他带到这个旅店里。
And this is where Jesus has a way of turning a story on its head, doing something completely unexpected.
耶稣很会把这个就是把一个情况能够转过来，然后可以让他自己讲的道理。
Because if it was me who was telling this parable, I would have asked this man.
假如我是做这个比喻的话，我会去问这个律法师。
Which of these three, the priest, Levite, and the Samaritan?Looked at this man at the side of the road as the neighbor.
我会问说这个三个人从他边上走过的三个人认为这个被打的人是我的邻舍。
But that's not what Jesus asked.
是不是耶稣所问的问题。
He didn't ask who looked at the man as the neighbor.
他没有说谁这三个人当中谁看的这个被打的人是他的邻舍。
But Jesus said something completely different.
耶稣所说的是完全不一样的。
And he says in verse 36, which of these three...Do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
36节他说你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手里的邻舍。
If you notice, he turns the story completely opposite to what we would expect.
他把这个故事完全颠倒了。
Many of us don't catch that.
很多人我们都没有注意到这个细节。
And I know many of us, being Chinese, we're very smart and we like these type of technical things.
我们华人都很聪明，都比较喜欢这种比较技术性的细节。
So what does this mean?
这个什么意思呢
？Why did Jesus turn the story around and not say that this man who was left half dead and robbed a neighbor?
为什么耶稣要把这个故事要转一下，把让要看到这个被人打的这个人是邻舍？
But he actually says which of these three was the neighbor.
他问的是这三个人当中哪一个是这个人的邻舍。
Well, I believe he's doing two things.
我认为他做这个是有两个用意。
Obviously, it's the Samaritan who in this story was the neighbor.
很明显的是这个撒玛利亚人是这个好的邻舍。
First of all, I believe Jesus is saying that we need to love the unlovable.
首先耶稣是说我们要去爱那些不太可爱的人。
During the time of the New Testament, the Samaritans were despised by the Jews.
在新约时代，撒玛利亚人是被犹太人所看不起的。
And they were the last people that the Jews would want to love and show compassion upon.
犹太人是认为这些人是最不可爱的。
So one of the first lessons is that we need to love the unlovable, those who do not deserve our compassion.
所以我们学到的第一个功课就是我们要爱那些不可爱的人，要怜悯他们。
And some of us may even look at this issue of homosexuality or people in the gay community.
所以我们很多人看的就是在同性恋这个课题的时候也是应该这样。
And you may have a difficult time showing compassion or love to them.
也许我们看的这些人的时候，这个族群的时候，我们没有办法是有对他们有同情心或者有爱心。
But we need to realize that we need to love even those that we have difficult showing compassion upon.
我们应该意识到，虽然是我们对他们没有同情心或者没有爱心，我们还是要爱他们。
But the second point is even more deep.
第二点可能是更深入一点。
I believe if Jesus is pointing out that the Samaritan is the neighbor,
假如耶稣指出说撒玛利亚人是一个邻舍,
then who is it in this parable is the lawyer?
那么在这个故事当中谁是这个律法师呢?
I believe Jesus is telling the lawyer that he is the man robbed and left half dead at the side of the road.
耶稣可能是说这个律法师是这个把这个人打了然后又把他抢了的人。
And the reason why he's saying that is because imagine if you were that man left half dead at the side of the road.
他这样说是假如你是这个被人家抢被人家打了在半路上的地方。
After someone took care of you and paid all the money and put you in an inn, would you not be changed?
假如有一个人把你救了然后把你放在一个旅店里边然后为你的付了旅费你难道不是一个改变的人吗
Would you not have a renewed sense of life?
你不会在生命当中有着新的改变吗
Would you not look at every person differently?
你不会看着每一个人都认为他们已经不一样了吗
No matter who they are
不管他们是谁
And see them as someone that you can show compassion upon because you have been shown compassion.
不管他是谁你都会有怜悯心因为有人已经对你施了怜悯。
And so when Jesus tells the lawyer to go and do likewise,
所以当耶稣对律法师说你也去这样做吧。
I don't believe he's saying go and be like the good Samaritan.
我想他不是说去做一个好撒玛利亚人。
To do good and be good because we're just such good people.
去做好事情因为你是一个好人。
No.
不。
He is telling us that we are like the man broken and beaten, left half dead at the side of the road.
他是跟我们说我们都像那一位被抢了也被打了被半死不活在路上的人。
Because we have been robbed by the world and often beaten up by our own circumstances or our own sin.
因为这个世界或者我们周围的环境让处境使我们像那个人的处境一样。
But someone came and showed us compassion.
但有人来了，要怜悯我们。
And that's Jesus.
这就是耶稣。
And he came and bound our wounds and paid the price so that we can be healed.
耶稣包扎我们的伤口，他为我们付了最大的最大的工价。
And because of that, we can go and love others.
因为这样，我们才可以去爱别人。
Because he has shown us compassion first.
因为他给我们展示了他的慈心。
So if I could rename this parable,
假如我可以把这个比喻改一个名字的话
，which I won't，
我不会改名字的。
But if I can suggest one，
假如我可以建议一个有另外一个说法
，I wouldn't call the parable of the good Samaritan，
我不会说这是一个好撒玛利亚的人比喻。
I would call it the parable of the man robbed and left half dead at the side of the road。
我会说这是一个被打的被抢的然后被。丢在路边的一个人的比喻。
But that doesn't sound as good, so we'll stick to this.
听上去不太好听，所以我们还是用原来的比喻。
But that gets to my first point.
这个就是我要讲的第一点。
As we approach this issue of homosexuality,
我们在看同性恋这个课题的时候,
we must first recognize that we are like that man left half dead at the side of the road.
我们就要想到我们就是像这个被强盗打了半死的人。
We must realize our own brokenness.
我们要想到我们也是破碎的。
We must realize our own sinfulness.
我们要想到我们也是有罪的。
And we first must be convicted.
所以我们自己也要被定罪。
And I know that sometimes hard for us as Chinese.
作为中国人华人来说我们就这个比较困难来接
受 because we want a safe face
因为我们 要有脸面
But I think as Christians we must first recognize that before God we are broken and unholy
但是作为基督徒我们知道在神面前我们都是破碎而且是不圣洁的
So first and foremost we must be convicted of our own sin
所以我们 要自己要被定罪
See, as I lived as a gay man, some of you may have heard my testimony.
当我是一个同性恋的时候，有一些当你们当中以前已可能已经听过我的见证。
Which I shared on Friday.
礼拜五的时候，我做了这个见证。
We talked about my parents and I talked about my journey out of homosexuality.
我的父母和我做了见证是怎么样我从同性恋里面走出来的。
But as I lived as a gay man, I believe the church was telling me that gay people deserved a hotter place in hell.
但我还是同性恋的时候教会里的人跟我说我在地狱里边要去一个更热的地方
that somehow homosexuality was the worst sin
好像同性恋是最糟糕的罪
but we know that homosexuality is not the worst sin
但是同性恋并不是最糟糕的罪
there is a unforgivable sin
只有一个是不可以赦免的罪
and that's grieving the Holy Spirit
就是亵渎圣灵
but not homosexuality
不是同性恋
So we must realize that we ourselves, homosexuality is not the worst sin, but there's many other sins.
在同性恋之外还有很多很多其他的罪。
That sometimes in our own community we overlook.
就是我们当中我们不去看那些罪。
Whether it's gossiping.
或者是在有流言。
Or it's jealousy.
或者是嫉妒。
Or it's even lust.
淫秽
or even adultery we will turn the other way
奸淫我们也走不去看它
but if it's homosexuality then that's unbearable
但是在同性恋这个事情上大家认为我们不可以忍耐
and that is not being convicted of our own sin when we look at homosexuality like that
当我们这样看同性恋的时候我们就没有把我自己定罪
And I know some of you, when you think about homosexuality, you can't help it because it makes you feel disgusted and gross.
我们在看这个同性恋的时候，我们当中一些人可能觉得这个很讨厌。
But I actually feel that feeling of disgust is a good reminder.
其实这种很讨厌的心态呢，是一个很好的提醒。
It's a reminder that feeling we have is probably just a fraction of what God must feel when he looks at our own sin.
我们这种感觉可能是上帝看着我们身上很多罪的一个很小很小的一个缩影。
So we realize that our sin is just as odious, is just as bad in God's eyes.
所以我们要意识到我们的罪和同性恋的罪在上帝的面前都是同样是很可恶的。
So, I hope that our first step is being convicted. That's having an attitude of humility.
所以我觉得第一步是我们自己要认罪，作为是要走的第一步，就是要谦卑下来。
Because overall, our hope is to draw people to Jesus.
因为我们的目的是要把人带到耶稣这里来。
Because their holier-than-thou attitude has never brought anyone to Christ.
认为我们比别人好的这种情况是不能把人带到耶稣这里来的。
So first we must be convicted.
所以我们要先认罪。
Then we come back to this parable.
然后我们到这个比喻这里来。
And we see how it was the priest and the Levites who walked by this man left half dead.
我们看到是这个祭司和利未人不管这个人让他半死。
Well, these two people in this parable were very much like the lawyer who came to ask the question about to Jesus.
其实这两个人正像问耶稣的那个律法师这个人。
They knew the law very well.
他们对律法非常熟悉。
They were not ignorant about God's grace.
他们对上帝的恩典非常熟悉。
And yet, as they saw someone in need, they walked right by him.
但是他们看到有个人很有困很多的困难，但是他们就避而不看。
So they were living inconsistent to what they knew.
就是他们和他们所做的和他们所知道的是不一贯的，不连贯的。
They were living inconsistent to the love of God.
他们并和上帝的爱并不能一致。
And I think when it comes to homosexuality and our approach, we have become a little bit inconsistent in a few things.
在对待同性恋这个课题上，我们在好几个方面其实我们是不一致的。
Three things specifically.
有三样。
First of all, we have been inconsistent regarding relationships.
首先在男女关系上面我们不一致。
And regarding relationships, why is that so important?
在这个人际关系上为什么是很重要呢？
Well, in the gay community, relationships seems to be everything.
在同性恋这个族群里边就是关系是很重要的。
Whether a boyfriend or girlfriend or gay marriage.
不管是男朋友女朋友或者是婚姻的伙伴。
But also in our culture here in America.
而且是在美国这个文化当中。
Often marriage is lifted up to be this way that we all attain happiness.
婚姻是所有追求幸福的结局。
And that's also part of our Chinese culture.
而且我们华人的这个文化也是这样。
We always ask our children, who are you dating? When are you getting married? Is she Chinese?
我们总是我们的孩子，你有没有男朋友或者女朋友？这个男朋友女朋友是不是华人？
And don't get me wrong, I believe we must lift up the beauty of marriage.
我是其实是认同这个婚姻的美是应该被颂赞的。
But we have done that at the expense of singleness.
但是我们这样做的时候呢，其实是有一点降低了单身的意义。
So singleness now has become this consolation prize. I'm so sorry you're stuck with singleness.
好像这个单身只是一个安慰奖，因为你不能够有婚姻，所以你只能单身。
And I have many friends who are single and maybe in their 30s.
我有很多未婚的朋友，现在已经三十多岁。
A specific friend, and she wants to get married, but she hasn't found a godly man yet.
有一个女性的朋友，她确实想要结婚，但是她上帝还没有给她预备她的伙伴。
And one time she went to a conference and saw many of her old friends.
有一次她去了一个会议，然后看到她当中很多朋友。
And they all asked her,Oh, you know, are you dating anyone? Are you married yet?
所以他的朋友都很关心，所以问他你现在有没有朋友。
And she told them, Oh no, I'm not yet. I'm still single.
他说现在还没有，我现在还是单身。
And all three of these friends, in different times, you know what they said?
这三个朋友对他都说了同样的事情，在不同的时候说了同样的一句话。
They said, Can I pray for you?
他们说我可以为你祷告吗？
It was as if she had cancer.
好像是说。他是有癌症。
But you see, I believe if we do something at the expense of singleness, we have become inconsistent.
所以我认为在我们做事情的时候，让好像是把这个单身的意义降低的时候，我们就是不一致了。
And I believe one of the main reasons why we're in such a dilemma here in the U.S. about marriage is because we have looked at singleness to be a curse.
所以在很多情况下我们美国有很多婚姻上的问题是因为我们把婚姻本身作为是一个诅咒。
Because if singleness is a curse and no one deserves to be single,
把单身作为诅咒，假如单身是作为是可以是应该是诅咒的话，
then marriage must be a right.
那这样的话那婚姻就是一个权利。
But what does the Bible say?
但是圣经是怎么说的?
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that marriage is a gift and singleness is a gift.
保罗在哥林多前书第七章说婚姻是一种恩赐，
单
身也是恩赐。
Many of us though would be quick to agree the first half. Oh yes, marriage is a gift.
很多人都同意婚姻确实是一个恩赐。
But have trouble with the second part.
但是呢不太同意第二。
And instead we would say, but now singlenessThat's a calling.
他说单身是一个呼召。
You have to be special to be single.
你是一个很特别的一个人才能够得到这个呼召。
But I know marriage, it takes work.
我也知道婚姻其实需要很多很多做很多事情的。
Husbands and wives, we need to love each other unconditionally and sacrificially.
丈夫和妻子，我们都要无条件的爱对方，而且要为对方牺牲。
And husbands, our jobs are to lay our lives down for our wives.
做丈夫的要为我们的妻子要舍去我们的生命。
Is that right, ladies?
太太们是不是？
So I jokingly say.
所以我有时候会开玩笑。
I say, marriage, that's a calling.
我说婚姻才是个呼召。
Singleness, that's a gift. I don't have to lay my life down for anyone yet.
单身是个恩赐，至少我现在还不要为谁舍去我的生命。
So don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say one is better than the other or worse than the other. I'm simply saying if we lift up one, the beauty and gift of one, we must lift up the beauty and gift of the other.
So 我说这个意义并不是说我不喜欢哪一个，我的意思是说，假如我们把其中的一个高举的话，另外一个也要高举。
Because that is biblical.
这个是符合圣经原则的。
And also, did you know that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 22 that there will be no marriage in heaven?
而且耶稣在马太福音二十二章说，在天堂里边是没有婚姻的。
So I don't want to ruin your Sunday, but we'll be single in eternity.
其实，在天堂里面，我们都是单身的。
But do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because we will be wed to the Lamb of God.
因为我们是做这个上帝羔羊的心腹。
So really, it's not that singleness is the temporary state before marriage.
不一定说单身是结婚之前的一个暂时的现象。
But marriage is the temporary state before eternity.
其实婚姻是在永恒之前的一个暂时的现象。
So we must be consistent regarding relationships.
所以我们在关系上面呢，要一致。
Because that greatly affects us how we minister to people if they want to come out of homosexuality.
假如我们要去对同性恋的人要去牧养他们的话，这是很重要的一件事。
Because many of them will live single for a period in their life or maybe for the rest of their life.
因为他们当中很多人要很长一段时间要单身，或者是他们一辈子都要走单身。
And that's okay.
这个呢也是应该是可以的。
Because we have Jesus.
因为我们有耶稣。
So we must be consistent regarding relationships.
所以我们在关系上面要一致。
But also consistent regarding sexuality.
所以在性上面也要有一致。
Because many of us think, well, it's heterosexuality that God calls us to.
因为很多人认为说上帝是呼召我们去异性的性行为。
But actually, heterosexuality is too broad of a term.
这个异性的这个其实是个这个名词太大了。
That includes adultery, fornication, lust.
所以也包括这个淫乱啊各种其他的东西。
So I don't think that heterosexuality should be our goal.
所以我们认为我认为这个性不是我们的目标。
But I obviously it's not homosexuality.
也不是同性。
So then what is it that God calls us to?
就上帝给我们的呼召是什么呢？
God calls us to holy sexuality.
上帝给我们的呼召是要有圣洁的性。
And holy sexuality, as I read through the Bible, I only see two options.
圣洁的性，我在圣经里面只找到两个选择。
First, if you're married, complete faithfulness to your spouse of the opposite gender.
首先，如果您是已经结婚的，你要对你的配偶，就是异性的配偶，要有完全的忠贞。
Or if you're single, complete faithfulness through celibacy.
如果您是单身的，就是要对 Christ, 对基督要有完全的忠贞。
So what do we call that?
我们给它叫什么名字呢？
So I made up a term and I called it holy sexuality.
这个名词是我造出来的，就是圣洁的性。
And so what I like about that is that applies to everyone.
我喜欢的，因为在我们每个人当中都适用。
All of us, whether male, female, whether if you have heterosexual feelings or homosexual feelings, all must pursue holiness.
不管是男的是女的，你是有同性相吸引或者异性相吸引，我们都应该有这个圣洁的心。
So we must be consistent regarding relationships, sexuality, and third, change.
第三点就是转变。
Because when we think about change applied to homosexuality,
当我们讲到是同性恋里边的转变的时候
，We think that it must be going from gay to straight。
我们认为说一定是从同性恋到异性恋，
Or no longer having those feelings.
或者是没有同性恋的感觉。
No longer having those temptations.
也再没有那种引诱。
But do we apply those same principles to anything else?
但是在其他的事情上面，我们也是同样的标准吗？
Let's say if I have a friend who struggled with drinking for many years.
假如我一位朋友，他是酗酒很多年。
He comes to Christ and stops drinking.
然后他信耶稣了，然后他不喝酒了。
And I talk to him, but he still says, I have the urge to pick up a beer.
我跟他讲话的时候，他说我现在还有的时候还是想要去喝一点啤酒。
I am sometimes tempted to drink.
有的时候我很受引诱，我要去喝。
But I don't.
但是我不去喝。
Would I then say to him, you have not been changed?
我会跟他说你一点都没改变。
Would I then say,You need some deliverance.
我会说你需要被拯救吗？
No.
不是。
I would actually believe that God's grace is more evident in his life because he has to say no to his flesh and say yes to God.
我认为上帝在他身上的恩典会更多，因为他有上帝的爱，所以他会对罪说不。
So really, change, it's not the absence of struggles.
所以转变并不是说没有挣扎。
But change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of our struggles.
转变是说在挣扎当中选择圣洁。
Because God's faithfulness is not shown by taking us out of our struggle.
因为上帝的信实是不是把我们从挣扎当中拿出来。
But God's faithfulness is by carrying us through.
上帝的信实是与我们同在，一起走过这段挣扎。
So, we need to learn from this priest and the Levite.
所以我们要从这个祭司和利未人当中学。
And not be inconsistent to the word of God.
做事的时候不要和圣经的教导不一致。
But then we are introduced to the Samaritan.
然后我们再看看这个撒玛利亚人。
And we see that this Samaritan,He saw the man left half dead at the side of the road.
撒玛利亚人看到这个落在强盗手中被打得半死的人。
And he took pity on him.
然后他就动了慈心。
He had compassion.
他有怜悯。
So I also think that we also need to be compassionate.
所以我们也有同情心。
I teach at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
我在穆迪圣经学院教书。
And often I have students who come up to me and share with me their struggles.
我经常有学生和我来分享他们的挣扎。
And sometimes these students tell me that they struggle with same-sex attraction.
所以有些学生说他们是有同性吸引的这个引诱。
And many of them were raised in the church.
很多他们是从教会里边长大的。
And then they tell me that they have never told anybody.
他们很多的是从来没有跟任何人说过这件事。
And they say things like, I hate myself.
他们说我很恨我自己。
I'm disgusted that I was ever born.
我是觉得自己这是很可憎，我是最好是不要生出来更好。
And they often suffer with depression.
他们很多人都有抑郁症。
And want to take their life.
甚至有自杀的倾向。
That should move us.
这个应该感动我们。
That there are people within the body of Christ that have struggles that they feel like they can't share with other brothers and sisters in the Lord.
在基督身体里边的一些弟兄姐妹们没有办法和我们自己的弟兄姐妹去分享他们的。
So we should always strive to be a more compassionate and safe place.
所以我们应该在看上去安全的地方更有怜悯心。
And how would we do that?
我们怎样去做呢？
Well, I think, first of all, we must simply expect that this is present here.
第一，我们应该期待这个事情在我们当中会发生。
That we should not be surprised that there are some people in our body of Christ that might struggle with homosexuality.
我们不应该感到惊讶，在我们当中确实有人是有同性恋这样的挣扎。
We might have some who have a son or daughter or a loved one who has embraced homosexuality.
我们当中有父母的自己的儿子或者女儿有这样的倾向。
That should not surprise us.
这不应该让我们感到吃惊。
It shouldn't surprise us that we struggle with sin.
我们不应该感到吃惊，因为我们一直都在跟罪做挣扎。
Because is the church a social club where we have it all together?
教会是一个只是一个社会上的一个团体，我们都在一起吗？
Or is the church a place for broken, needy people who need Jesus?
或者是教会是一个让很多破碎的人需要耶稣的人来在一起聚会的地方。
Because I will be totally honest here.
我很诚恳的是。
I am broken and I need Jesus.
我破碎了，我需要耶稣。
Anyone else out there that needs Jesus?
有其他人需要耶稣吗？
So let us hand in hand walk to him because he is our healer and he is our Lord.
让我们手拉手来到耶稣的面前，因为他是我们的医治者，他是我们的主。
So let's expect that this is present here.
让我们来期待这个事情是在我们当中发生的。
But on the other hand, don't be suspicious of everyone.
但是呢，另外一方面也不要觉得很到处去找这样的人。
When I came out of the closet to my mom before we became Christian,
当我出柜的时候，我跟我妈妈讲的时候，我还不是一个基督徒。
She thought that everyone was gay.
她认为说所有的人都是同性恋。
She thought, wow, they're sitting really close together. Maybe they're gay.
所以人坐的比较近的时候就是一个同性恋。
Or maybe, wow, he's wearing pink. I never knew.
或者是一个男生他穿那个粉色的衣服。
So don't be really suspicious of everyone.
所以不要总是觉得鬼鬼祟祟去看别人。
But just be not surprised that there might be people here within our body of Christ, within our pews that have been affected by this issue.
就不要惊奇我们在耶稣的身体里面的人也会在这个方面有挣扎。
Whether they struggle or they have a loved one who embraced homosexuality.
或者他们挣扎，或者是他们所爱的人有人在挣扎。
Second, we need to know our position.
第二，我们要知道我们的立场。
Are you able to articulate, talk about what you believe on this issue?
我们能不能很好的把我们所信仰的东西讲出来
？And what I'm talking about is not it's a sin, don't do it.
我说的并不是说这是一个罪，不要做。
Because that doesn't minister to people.
就这样并不能牧养很多人。
But what I'm talking about is our desire, no matter what is your issue.
我是说，不管说我们有什么问题，我们需要有这个想做的心。
That we want to draw people to God.
我们要想把人带到耶稣，带到上帝这里来。
So that we would all surrender all that we are, including our sexuality, to Jesus.
所以我们把我们的全部，包括我们的性，能够摆在耶稣的面前。
Third, you might have someone who you wonder might be wrestling with this issue.
第三点，假如说有人你觉得他现在在这个上面有挣扎。
And they're a good friend of yours.
他们是你的好朋友。
And you want to let them know that you want to be there for them or maybe pray with them and help share the burden.
你让他们知道你其实很关心他，要为他祷告，要和他一起分难解忧。
And you might wonder, how do I bring it up to them?
然后你不知道怎么样去跟他们就这样做。
Don't.
不要。
Because it's very awkward for someone to all of a sudden out of the blue ask you, so are you struggling with homosexuality?
所以说假如没有任何前提的时候，你突然跟一个人说你是不是有同性恋那个问题，我可以帮助，跟人家觉得是很奇怪的事情。
So what you can do is tell them this.
你可以做的是跟他们讲这个事情。
Emphasize your commitment to them.
就讲你对他们的承诺。
And tell them, I thank God for you.
跟他们说，我要为上帝谢谢，我谢谢为你，谢谢上帝。
I thank God that He put you into my life.
我谢谢上帝把你带到我的生命当中来。
As a brother in the Lord, or as a sister in the Lord.
作为在主里边的弟兄或者是姐妹。
And I just want you to know that nothing you say or do can ever change our friendship.
我只是跟你说，不管是发生任何事情，我们的友谊都不会改变。
That creates a safe place and invites them into that safe place.
这就是造成一个友好的环境，安全的环境，让他们能够进入这个环境里来。
We should actually do that to all of our friends, no matter what the issue might be.
其实我们对所有的朋友都应该这样做。
And fourth, this applies probably a lot to our youth.
第四点可能对年轻人更适用。
And since many of you probably have children or grandchildren, I think this is still relevant to us.
因为你们很多人可能有孩子或者是孙子辈的孩子，所以这个对你们也是比较合用的。
Some of you may know that children can sometimes be very mean.
有的时候小孩子觉得很就是很对人很残酷。
And often they like to tease others or bully or joke.
有时候他们会调戏别人，或者是说一些不合适的笑话。
And sometimes people like to joke about gay people.
有时候他们会讥笑，就是有同性恋倾向的人。
And they might see someone that's a little different and make jokes about them.
看到一个人长得不太一样，就对他们开玩笑。
So we need to be very careful in making sure our children do not do that.
我们要很小心，让我们孩子不要这样做。
Because I know today, through a lot of bullying, often children feel like the only answer is to end their life.
因为现在有很多的孩子因为被人家讥笑，所以他认为唯一的结局就是自杀。
And I think the public schools are doing more on fighting bullying.
很多就是公学校里边又做了很多事情，就是要避免小孩子来欺负其他的小孩子。
And unfortunately, sometimes there comes another message with that bullying message.
但有时候在这个欺负人的时候呢，有另外一个信息。
But as Christians, we should simply agree that bullying is wrong.
作为基督徒，我们应该是说，小孩子欺负别人是不对的。
Especially as minorities.
特别这个被欺负的对象是一个少数族裔。
I was raised in Chicago where there were not many Asians.
我在芝加哥长大，那个时候那边没有很多亚裔。
And I was called all kinds of names.
他们给了我很多很多不好听的外号。
Not only for being Chinese.
不仅仅是因为我是华人。
But also because they thought I was gay. They called me fag or sissy.
而且他们认为我是同性恋，给我一些很不好听的名字。
So let us be very active in telling our children that no joking and no teasing or bullying.
所以我们要对我们孩子要很主动一点，跟他们说不能开玩笑，不能欺负别人。
Because there's nothing Christ-like about that.
因为这个并没有一点点像基督的样子。
We can encourage our youth to be more creative.
我们要鼓励我们的孩子呢，有更有开发性。
Maybe instead of saying that's so gay, we could say that's so Baptist or that's so Presbyterian.
不要说他们是很像同性恋，可能是他们像浸信派的，或者是其他的一些比较开放性的。
So just no more joking.
就不要开玩笑。
So this Samaritan man came and saw this man and had compassion.
所以这位撒玛利亚人看到这个人，他就有了动了慈心。
And then what's so amazing is that he stopped, he bandaged him, poured oil and wine, and took him to an inn.
很不可思议的是，他把他包裹好了，用油和酒倒在他的伤处，然后带他到店里去。
That his response was complete.
他的回应是非常非常周到的。
And it went far beyond what was expected.
是比一般人所期待的走得更多更远。
So we also must be complete as well.
所以我们也要做得很周到。
And we must be complete in our message.
我们在我们的信息里边要很周到。
And we must focus on the truth.
我们要把我们的注意力集中在真理上。
Because the truth sets us free.
因为真理使我们得自由。
But what is the truth? And what does the Bible say about homosexuality?
那真理是什么？圣经里边怎么说的呢？
Well, many of us will say, well, the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin.
很多人都问说，圣经里面说同性恋是个罪。
And that's true.
这是正确的。
But often what we do is we put a period at the end of the sentence and we say nothing more.
但经常是我们在这说了以后，后面就加了一个句号，到此为止。
And that's the same as giving someone a one spiritual law tract.
就是正像我们就是给别人福音担当的时候，只给他一个属灵的一个律法。
Have you ever seen that tract? It goes like this.
你没有看到这样的单张
？You're a sinner. You're going to hell. Sorry.
就是说，你是个罪人，你要会下地狱。对不起。
That's not good news.
这不是福音。
So really, what is the good news?
福音是什么呢？
Because if that's the only message we're giving to the gay community,
假如这是我们仅仅要给同性恋的一个信息的话
that you're a sinner, you're going to hell, there's no hope for you.
假如你是一个罪人，你没有希望了。
It's no wonder why gay people don't want anything to do with the church.
难怪同性恋人跟教会一点关系没有。
And I believe that's an incomplete truth.
我觉得这个真理是不完全的真理。
And what is the complete truth?
完全的真理是什么呢
？Well, it comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章这样说。
where it talks about Paul says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God?
保罗说，你不知道不知不义的人不能承受上帝的国吗？
And he gives this whole list of sins.
然后他列举了很多很多不同的罪，
including homosexuality.
包括同性恋的罪。
Which really, if we're honest, it includes all of us.
其实是包括所有我们当中人。
So really, none of us deserve the kingdom of God.
所以我们当中没有人能够到上帝的国。
And that's bad news.
这是不好的消息。
But Paul does not stop there.
但是保罗没有在那里停止。
And he goes on to say in verse 11,
然后他在第十一节里边这样说。
He says, such were some of you.
他说你们中间有人也是这样的。
But you were washed.
但是你们被宝血洗净了。
But you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord and in the Spirit of our God.
你们已经洗净，已经成圣，已经称义了，都是因为我们耶稣基督的名。
That, ladies and gentlemen, is good news.
这是福音。
That's news that we can declare to any community, gay or straight.
这个福音我们会给所有的人，不管是同性恋还是其他的人，都可以宣称的。
And so let us in our message be redemptive.
所以我们在信息里边，我们要有救赎的心。
And focus on Jesus and the gospel.
要把注意力集中在耶稣和福音上面。
Because people in the gay community are struggling with same-sex attraction.
所以在同性恋中有或者是有同性相吸引的人当中
Their main issue is not homosexuality.
他们主要的问题并不是同性恋。
Their main issue is to know Jesus and to fully surrender to him.
他们主要的问题是需要认识耶稣，把自己完全顺服在耶稣的前面。
So how do we minister to people who struggle with this?
所以我们怎么样去喂养这些人呢？
How would we minister to Christians?Who are wrestling with same-sex attraction?
我们怎么样喂养一些基督徒还是现在有同性相吸引的这个感觉呢？
Let's say you have a friend who shares with you, a Christian friend who shares with you that they struggle.
假如你有一位基督徒的朋友，他有这方面的挣扎。
Do you know what to say?
你知道应该怎么说吗？
Well, first of all, thank them that they shared with you.
第一，要谢谢他们跟你分享这样的
事情。That they trusted you enough with this secret.
他们信任你才把这个秘密跟你们说的。
They probably kept the secret for years, maybe decades.
这个秘密出局在他们心中已经藏了很多年或者几十年了。
And finally opened up to you.
他们现在向你讲了这个事情。
Thank them.
要谢谢他们。
Second, tell them that they're not alone.
第二，说他们并不孤单。
That regardless, many people in the struggling with this in the church, they feel that they're all alone. No one will ever understand them.
很多在教会有这个方面挣扎的人认为他们都是很孤单，其他人不会理解他们。
But you can tell them, though I may not understand all there is to know, I'm willing to walk with you to Jesus.
你可以跟他们说，虽然我不能够完全理解你们的处境，但是我愿意和你一起走去就是耶稣的路。
Third.Help remind them that their identity needs to be in Christ.
第三，帮助他们认识到他们的身份是在基督里的。
Yes, often our sexuality can seem like it's so overwhelming.
很多情况我们的性取向，好像觉得太厉害了。
That could be all we think about, especially in our teen years, our 20s, or 30s.
特别是在我们年轻人当中，我们性的欲望很强烈。
With our desire for intimacy and for relationships.
是希望有一个很亲密的关系。
But remember, our desires, our feelings do not define us.
但是我们的感觉和我们的需求并不是代表我们。
But our identity must be in Jesus Christ alone.
我们的身份必须是在耶稣基督里面，而且是完全是在基督里面。
So fourth, we must be realistic.
第二，我们也要比较实际一点。
And don't give false promises.
不要给一些你自己不能够的一些给他们的承诺。
That somehow, if you read the Bible more or pray really hard, you can just pray away the gay.
不能实现的承诺，就是说你只要看圣经，只要祷告，所有的问题都会没有了。
But it will take a lot of surrender and daily self-sacrifice.
相反呢，我们需要每天要有委身，要有很多的牺牲。
And that's why we need each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord to help each other bear our burdens.
这是为什么我们需要彼此来帮助。
And fifth,
第五点
，Don't focus so much on the externals.
不要把眼光看在外在的事情上。
And because it used to be thought, how do we help a lesbian coming out of lesbianism?
以前有人说，我们怎么样帮助一个女的同性恋能够出柜
？Teach her how to wear a dress and wear high heels and long hair.
帮助她头发长一点，穿高跟鞋呀，穿比较女性化的衣服。
Or how do we help a man, a gay man?
或者怎么帮助一个男性的同性恋
？Teach him how to throw a football and get dirty.
让他们就对。教他们体育，然后让他们脏一点。
But that's just focusing on the outside.
这个眼光只是放在外在的。
And God looks at the inside.
上帝看的是心。
And wouldn't it be amazing if the change was from the inside out?
就是假如这个改变是从里边往外改变的话，那是更奇妙。
And six, we need to encourage God-honoring relationships with the same gender.
第六，我们应该鼓励是荣耀神的同性之间的关系。
What was so helpful for me was my friendship that I developed in seminary.
我很受祝福，就是我在神学院里边的一些友谊。
With other men.
和其他的弟兄。
We met at least once a week.
我们每个礼拜聚会一次。
To pray together, we would share our burdens, our struggles, where we might have fallen that week.
我们一起祷告，我们一起分享我们的难题，我们在哪里跌倒的。
And not one of them struggled with homosexuality.
当中没有一个人是有同性恋这种挣扎的。
And often I thought, thank God I don't have their struggles.
我经常的时候我说，真是感谢神，我没有他们的挣扎。
But when they were weak, I was strong.
当他们软弱，我是坚强的时候。
And when I was weak, they were strong.
当我是软弱，他们坚强的时候。
That's the body of Christ being the body of Christ.
这就是上基督的身体成为基督的身体。
I believe God placed in us.For us to desire relationships with the same gender.
我认为上帝在我们心中放一个东西，让我们和同性之间是有彼此的，要需要彼此的地方。
That are close and intimate.
对，我们会彼此的很亲密。
And God honoring but non-sexual.
而且是荣耀神的，不是性方面的。
So how do we then reach out to the gay community?
那我们怎么样去去帮助同性的这个族群呢？
Well, I think, first of all, here's some things that we shouldn't do.
第一是我们要讲讲的是我们不应该做的事情。
Don't compare homosexuality with all these sins, addiction, pedophilia, and murder.
不要把同性恋和其他的罪相比较，比方是恋童罪啊，或者是谋杀罪啊。
Because people in the gay community, they don't think this is their sin.
在同性恋群体里面，他不认为他们这个是罪。
They see this as who they are.
他们认为这是他们的身份。
And second, don't say the two words lifestyle and choice.
第二是有两个字不要讲，一个是生活的方式，另外一个选择。
Because again, they don't see this as something they chose. They see this as who they are.
他们不认为他们是有这个有所选择的，这就是他们。
And there's some truth to that in that no one ever chose to have their feelings.
实际上，很多是正确的，是因为没有人是自己选择要有什么样的感觉的。
No one chose to be tempted by sin.
没有人选择要被罪所吸引。
But where the choice comes in is that we respond, how we respond to that temptation.
我们怎样是对就是对罪的回应是我们的选择。
Third, don't use the phrase love the sinner, hate the sin.
第三，不要用这个爱罪人恨罪这个词。
Yes, that's how we reach out, but don't tell them that.
就是我们确实我们是这样想的，但是我们不能跟他说。
Because often they'll only hear hate.
因为他们所能够听到那个字就是恨。
Fourth, don't feel the need to have to debate with people.
第四，不要辩论。
But there's a time, because there is a time for truth, but not when you're debating.
有时候是要把真理讲出来，但不是在辩论的时候。
Because really, we can never debate anyone to Jesus.
我们任何时候不能把辩论通过辩论使人认识耶稣。
It's allowing Jesus and the Holy Spirit to soften their heart first.
我们只能让耶稣和圣灵在他们心中动工。
So what should we do?
我们应该做什么呢？
Well, first of all, pray.
第一要祷告。
My mom prayed for 7 years.
我妈妈为我祷告了七年。
And fasted for 7 years. Every Monday, and once fasted for me 39 days.
而且在七年当中，每个星期一都要禁食。有一次，她连续禁食了39天。
I believe if we actually prayed and fasted for the gay community, we might have a revival breakout.
我相信假如我们为同性恋祷告，为同性恋禁食，我相信会有一个很大的复兴。
So let us pray and fast.
让我们来祷告禁食。
And second, listen to our friends.
第二，我们要听我们的朋友。
Listen and be slow to speak.
我们聆听要慢慢的慢慢的讲。
And realize that they're not too much different than we are.
意识到他们和我们没有很大的区别。
Third, be intentional as we reach out to them.
第三，要有意识地去接触他们。
Don't be afraid to take them out for a dinner or for dim sum.
不要害怕，请他们去吃饭或者吃早点。
And certainly, some people may say, "What are you doing eating with that person?"
有人会说，哎，你跟那个人吃饭干什么？
But didn't the Pharisees accuse Jesus of eating with sinners?
同样，法利赛人也是这样说，耶稣和罪人一起吃饭呢。
But how would those sinners known about Jesus if he didn't spend time with them?
假如罪人不认识耶稣，他们不和耶稣一起接触，他们怎么会认识耶稣？
Fourth, be patient and persistent.
第四，要耐心，而且要持之以恒。
For me, 7 years is actually a short time for my mother to pray for me.
对于我来说，七年我母亲给我祷告，其实不是很长的时间。
I know people who've been praying for decades.
有很多人已经祷告了几十年。
Lastly, be transparent.
最后我们要透明化。
I know it's hard to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know about Christ.
我知道，像一个不知道基督的人去传福音是很困难的。
But what you can do is be transparent about how God has changed your life lately.
但你可以很透明地跟他们分享上帝在最近是怎么样能够改变你自己的生活。
See, I would never have considered the gospel if I didn't see the gospel lived out in my parents' lives.
假如我没有看到福音在我的父母的身上活出来的话，我不会去想到要去信福音。
I did not leave homosexuality because I found it to be so bad or so wicked or so unhealthy.
我没有离开同性恋，因为它是很糟糕的，或者很坏的，或者是很不健康的。
I left homosexuality because I found something better.
我离开同性恋，因为是我发现了更好的东西。
And that's Jesus.
这更好的就是耶稣。
So our job as followers of Jesus is to show the world that Jesus is better.
所以我们作为耶稣的门徒，我们的任务就是要让人家觉得看到耶稣是更好的。
That Jesus is better than your job, than money, than your career.
耶稣比你的工作，比你的钱，比你的其他的东西都好。
That Jesus is better than an education, or your family, or a boyfriend, or even a spouse. Jesus is the best.
耶稣比你的工作，比你的学历，比你的家庭，甚至说你的婚姻，因为耶稣是最好的。
So let us, as followers of Him, show to a dying world that Jesus is the best.
让我们作为耶稣的门徒，对着这个必死的世界来说，耶稣是最好的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day.
天父，我们为今天谢谢你。
We thank you for giving us this parable of the Good Samaritan.
我们谢谢你给我们这么一个好撒玛利亚的比喻。
Help us to realize that we are just like the man left half dead at the side of the road.
帮助我们认识到我们就像被扔在路边的那个人一样。
And help us to love those around us.
帮助我们爱我们身边的人。
Even the unlovable.
即使他们并不可爱。
Not because we are so good.
不是因为我们很好。
But because someone has shown us compassion first.
因为有其他人给我们怜悯。
Help us to show that Jesus is the best.
帮助我们让人家看到耶稣是最好的。
We praise you, we love you, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们颂赞你，我们爱你，我们以耶稣的名字祷告。
Amen.